That is a very sensitive subject.
Fatherless children are 11 times more likely to display violent behavior, 9 times more likely to run away from home, becoming victims or perpetrators of crime, twice as likely to drop out of school, 6 times more likely to have behavioral disorders, 9 times more likely to become gang members, 6 times more likely to end up in prison, and more than twice as likely to experience teen pregnancies, among other things.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting. Preliminary figures from the Registrar General's Department indicate that 26% of live births and registrations occurred without the father's particulars in 2014, with 85% of children born out of wedlock and over 50% of households headed by females in Jamaica. It almost goes without saying that fatherlessness must be urgently addressed.
When a child don't have a father around, it leaves a void or a gap for others outside of that family line to come intercede and to cause disruption or animosity within that family. A broken home is going to lead to a broken society.
President of the Trenchtown-based community-based organization Fathers United for Change, Siebert Williams. In many developing countries such as Jamaica, the absence or uninvolvement of fathers is a key factor contributing to a breakdown of the family and poor parenting. Research shows that fatherlessness can have a devastating impact on the social fabric of any nation.
It is a recent culture change or a trend in our country where a man want to feel like him is a gallus and him can go around and get a much girl, him no want to pick a bird name and time down to a level. It's really a mindset that has swept across this country where we're seeing more males tending to practicing more polygamy.
The Ministry of National Security firmly believes that there is a strong link between good parenting and the reduction of violence. This is why it has rolled out a national parenting campaign under the Unite for Change initiative.
The strength of the campaign is reflected in the number of partnerships it has generated with both public and private sector organizations. These partnerships have been designed to encourage more active and effective parenting and have been delivering the campaign message of better parenting, better Jamaica.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting. The ministry is working in communities to promote a better country, and men are a major part of this intervention.
Violence and crime is about changing the social norms in our country. So parenting prevents the future spread. But we have to change the norms that cause us to have poor parenting habits within our country. And our parenting habits do contribute to producing children who are more violent.
Project Manager Unite for Change, Patricia Duncan Sutherland.
We really want to encourage men to pay much more attention to their families, not just from a point of view of being financial providers, but also from a point of view of being there, being caring, being connected to that child, even in circumstances where you might not still be in a relationship with the mother of that child.
Director of Crime Prevention and Community Safety in the Ministry of National Security, with responsibility for implementation of National Crime Prevention and Community Safety Strategy under the Unite for Change initiative, Courtney Brown. Although Child Month has ended, safeguarding our children is still a priority. Before we go, here's a thought. Children don't just do well on their own. They need support and guidance. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. Stay tuned to this station same time next week for part 2 in the series on the impact of fatherlessness in Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.